Absentee ballots have changed an election outcome in Palmer. On October 5th, Palmer city election results indicated that a proposal to have the city buy the old Matanuska-made block went down in defeat. That was before absentee ballots were counted at week's end. Now, six absentee votes have turned that defeat into a victory for the $3 million proposal. Palmer city manager Doug Griffin.
I think it was a surprise. I think it shows that the voters, by just the thinnest of margins, have confidence and probably want the city to at least have control of that site.
The historic property contains an old mat-made warehouse and other buildings. The seven parcels included in the block are now in private hands. He says the property has cultural significance.
It is culturally significant. I mean, the icon of Palmer, the water tower, is located on a parcel of that property. So the city, I think, is going to move forward, but probably very carefully. We don't really know what we might use the property for. There are some aspects of maybe preserving some of the buildings there as for their historical purposes.
Griffin says the city plans to determine first if any of the properties need environmental work before selling bonds to pay for the purchase.